It was the winds of coastal North Carolina that propelled Orville and Wilbur Wright to first in flight more than 110 years ago. Soon, scientists will launch a one-year study to determine if those same coastal winds can be used to power homes and businesses. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill will deploy 2 3,000-pound buoys to collect information on water and atmospheric conditions in the Atlantic. Professor of Marine Sciences Harvey Syme says they'll use the information to help identify viable lease block locations for offshore wind farms.
The intent here is to take a closer look at what the offshore wind energy resource is like and to carefully document its structure to help define where and where not to consider deployment of offshore wind turbines.
In 2008, the North Carolina State Legislature requested that a study be conducted to look at the viability of offshore wind energy in our state.
The university played a big role in putting together a report for the state at that time over the next year, and we found that there was reason to be encouraged that offshore wind energy might be feasible off of North Carolina.
There has been a series of follow-up projects conducted since the study. The most recent will be the placement of the two buoys 20 miles off the coast. A large donut-shaped flotation collar, around 6 to 7 feet in diameter, will be below the surface of the water. The visible section consists of a 12-foot superstructure equipped with high-tech meteorological instruments.
On the superstructure are a number of sensors to measure properties of the atmosphere, the main ones being the wind speed and direction. We have a couple of anemometers redundant so we can make sure we're getting the right measurement. Air temperature, air humidity, air pressure, rainfall, things that tell us about how cloudy it is. And in addition, a camera that'll take a snapshot of the sea surface conditions every hour.
Just below the water's surface and at a depth of 50 feet, special instruments will record the ocean's temperature and salinity. The two buoys will be anchored to the seafloor about 80 miles apart. One will be located north of Cape Hatteras and the other off Ocracoke Island. Syme says the buoys will be placed in areas where there's a lack of data indicating a favorable spot for wind energy development.
The intent is to try and fill in the holes in the historical database in sites that look like they should be promising based on other data, but we've never taken measurements in those particular locations.
Syme says the areas where they are conducting their research will be in non-conflict areas, which are places that don't disrupt military, fishing, and ecological activities. The purpose of the research project will focus mainly on collecting information about wind speed and direction. Syme says they'll study how the proximity of the Gulf Stream to the continental shelf creates a seemingly favorable environment for wind energy facilities.
This is the Gulf Stream closest approach to the continent anywhere along the eastern seaboard except off of Florida. And so when it comes close to the land, it essentially serves as a big energy source and helps pump up the wind field. We know that from what happens in the wintertime and spinning up strong storms right off of our coast.
The buoys are equipped with satellite communications, which will transmit data back to shore every hour. According to Syme, the data will be available to the public, as well as local and commercial mariners, divers, weathermen, and scientists. He says the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will be the primary receiver of the data and will help distribute the information globally.
The data from the buoys will flow into the National Weather Service's model systems, will help with forecasting. We'll also be hosting our own website to present the data to people as well.
The original buoys were purchased nearly a decade ago. After an extensive $100,000 retrofit, the pair of buoys were deployed off the coast in 2011. But before the research could be completed, the buoys were severely damaged, either intentionally or by accident. Over $200,000 in repairs have been made, and the buoys are set to be deployed next month. Syme is hoping to alert mariners to be on the lookout for the buoys and any suspicious activity.
The buoys are marked with their identification numbers from NOAA, these NDBC numbers, and they have a website on them that is fairly easy to access so that you could go in there and just let us know if you think something's not looking right. We'd also ask that people don't tie off to the buoys. They're big and robust, but the instruments themselves are fairly delicate. So if you try to throw a line on them, you might end up damaging some of the equipment.
The Monitor National Marine Sanctuary vessel was set to deploy the buoys earlier this month, but a critical component failure will keep it in harbor until next week. When the buoys are deployed, they will spend a year in the Atlantic collecting data. SIME is hoping the project will receive more funding and can be extended so they're able to document atmospheric and ocean conditions over a longer period of time. You can see pictures of the research buoys at our website, publicradioeast.org. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.